Beloved, the Father of Light is said to enlighten the eyes of our understanding using his servant, whom he has called to equip and build the saint. Now his excellency of speech by power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. Enjoy the Spirit.
Amen. I want to testify. I have so many things to thank God for today. When I remember, until Mrs. Olubi came to say, tell us this testimony, I just remember, 2 years ago, Shindara was born, and they were not in Akure, were they? They were in Akure here. Okay, it was Princess that was not in Akure, praise the Lord, and God saw her through. We have not lost anyone. This is the 19th convention of PGT. And so many people have come, so many people have passed through. I want to start by thanking God for preserving us, for helping us thus far. God has been good. I want to thank God for my wife. Even though she and my mom, there are times when they disagree with me, and I tell them I was one they called. And they did not abandon me. Hallelujah. My mom is late now, but I used to tell her that you didn't run a church before, so don't tell me how to run a church. Praise the Lord. Amen. And one day she was complaining to my junior sister, and my junior sister looked at my mom and looked at her and said, "Do you know one thing?" She said, "What is it?" He said, "Both of you, you look alike. You are alike. You are just the same. Me and your son are just the same." So that's the end. That ended all the wahala. So until she died, I was freed from all that. I want to thank you for standing by and helping in this work. I want to thank God for Pastor Bello and his wife. Can you put your hands together for them too? Pastor Bello came to this place ordained. He was not a young man. Amen. Some people may not know, Pastor Billy is older than me. Forget my gray hair. But he has demonstrated the spirit of a born servant. And I will forever be grateful in the name of Jesus. I'm trusting God that your years will still be more. And your ministry will still be yet fruitful. Beyond the boundaries of PGT, you will go further. In the name of Jesus. I want to thank God for Pastor Ogidon, Pastor Dili, Pastor Dansu. I want to thank God for all of you. If you had run away, I would have still probably, the flavor would not have been complete. All of you know how you have been blessed by their ministry. And I want to say I thank God for their lives in Jesus' name. I must not forget to appreciate my son, Oluwaseyimilore. Where are you? Where's Oluwaseyimilore? Seyimilore, stand up now. They are twins, so you know. Uh-huh. It was our youth leader once. I believe you forgot, eh? And also our choir leader. I think you handed over to Felix. Bro Felix, now going to be Pastor Felix. Hallelujah. Amen. Where's Brother Leke? Where's Leke? Can you appreciate Brother Leke? These were the people who held the choir when they had no form of commonliness. There are so many of them like that. But every one of them, wherever they may be, anywhere in the world, I want to say I thank and appreciate your contribution. Those of you that are still here, tomorrow I will have the cause to thank you also. Because you are the one that make the work possible. Praise God. Because without you, there will be no tomorrow. Are you with me? So please, let us continue to play our part. I trust God will lift you up in the name of Jesus. I greet every one of you. I appreciate you. Please, can you turn around and welcome somebody and appreciate the person on my behalf? Praise the Lord. We have ordinance. We'll be doing an ordination service this morning. We'll be ordaining pastors. This will be the third generation of pastors will be ordaining, and the first generation of deacons will be ordaining. Hallelujah. God is growing us. Don't let me forget Oluwadamiloju and Bro Yomi in that place. Can you appreciate God for them? When we started this church, Damiloju was a baby. He was a baby, we were carrying him. Hallelujah. But now he has grown to be a man. In fact, he's the one playing the midfield. Because without him, I don't know what would have happened. No, we had to summon, it was only one, and Bro Yomi came to come and assist us. We thank you for your life in Jesus' name. All the people in media, I want to say thank you. Can you appreciate the media? We have been fighting for a year now. We keep on fighting and they are improving. But you have not hit that level. But I want to appreciate you all the same. Thank you very much for your input. I want to thank God for the choir. Can you appreciate the choir? That your clap looks is Pashokoi clap. Hallelujah. Every day, every time, they've always been there. I want to single out one of you, Brother Bayo. Can you appreciate Bayo? You know, this morning I went to Facebook and reminded me of a post you did 4 years ago. I had to repost it and said, 4 years ago, this guy was a small boy. Now he's a man. Bayo has been here from the beginning. He and the family. He's growing. I'm looking forward to you becoming an icon in the kingdom. Praise the Lord. He's a very strong man. It takes all these pastors and pastor dancing to pastor him. Hallelujah. But we are getting there. One day you become a pastor and you look at some people and say, Omodini, Omodishi. Glory to God. All our guests, I want to welcome you. I thank you for coming. We appreciate your coming. The Lord will honor you in the name of Jesus. I don't have too much to say this morning. It's an ordination service. And I'm just going to share some few words. And then we'll move on. Father, I'm asking for impartation this morning. I'm asking that you will speak to us. I'm asking that you will ignite faith in our hearts. Purposes will be clarified. There will be direction. There will be confirmation. Lord, there will be determination. It will be birthed in our hearts that these words will not be empty, but they will be accompanied with your power in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Give me the tongue like the pen of the ready writer. Enable me to write upon these tables of flesh in the name of Jesus. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. In the past few days and the past few years, we've been considering the theme that has revolved around the kingdom of God. And I want us, if there's anything I want to take away, is the fact that Jesus did not come to establish a church system. Did you hear what I said? Jesus did not come to do what? To establish a church system. That was not his purpose. It was, we can't find it anywhere in the Bible. He came to establish for himself a kingdom. Amen. So you will need to ask, why a church? The church is the place where you are taught how to live in the kingdom. The church is not an end in itself. It's a means to an end. Praise the Lord. And so when we have leaders in the church raising people to live just for the church, they've missed the whole purpose why they were even raised in the first instance. You were not raised for the church. You were not raised for religion. You were not raised to serve the purposes of religion. You were raised to serve the purposes of a kingdom. Hallelujah. And that will start when your mentality changes. That you are no longer a member of any nation, you have a new citizenship. Paul said our citizenship is in heaven. From where we operate from. I've shared the testimony before with you of how some brothers were conducting a deliverance session And the possessed began to speak to them. The demon in that man began to speak to them. I said, where are you standing? And the brothers around said, ah, what kind of question is that? We are standing on our feet now. And the demon possessed issued them some dirty slaps for that stupid answer. Are you following me? Then he turned to one brother who didn't give an answer. I said, you, where are you standing? The guy said, I'm not standing. I am seated with Christ in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers, might and dominion. It was to that brother that demon submitted. Because the others did not know what was they were doing. Am I communicating? You must have a kingdom mentality. Your mentality must shift. The way you say things, the way you respond, you must know that you are a kingdom person. And you have only one allegiance to the king that rules that kingdom. So if there's a conflict between the demands of that king and the demands here on earth, you must take a decision whose authority will you yield to. Whether to the king to whom you have submitted or to the kings of the earth that is demanding allegiance from you. Are you with me, church? And that has always been the battle line from the inception of the kingdom. It said, from the day the kingdom was preached, he said the kingdom suffered violence. And only the violent propagates it. So it's a kingdom thing. It's kingdom versus kingdom. You do not sit on the fence. Many believers, please pay attention, many churchgoers are actually serving the devil. How do I say so? And what do I mean by that? Once your allegiance is not to the king, as though he has a final word over your life, then you are not serving him. Did you hear what I said? You are not serving him. You can go to church. You can be the deaconess. You can be the deacon. You can be the archdeacon and the archdeaconess and all the arcs. After arc, what is there? You are an architect. What? You are a bridge, amen. You are a bridge deacon. Which other one? It means nothing. Because as far as the kingdom is concerned, the decision is clear. Who are you bowing down to? You can call the name of Jesus 200 times a day. It means nothing to them. The issue is, who is your heart submitted to? When there is a choice to be made, who will you yield to? This last pandemic has shown how many people are worshiping God. They say we must not gather. And people say, it is government. You now know who they are serving. Are you with me? Did we not say Jesus is Lord? Then you are afraid of ordinary corona. Then who is Lord? Is it not corona? Is it not corona? Say, by their actions we shall do what? We shall know them. We shall know them. Who are you afraid of? Who do you fear? Many feared corona. Many feared governments. What happened in the days of then? People read Bible and they don't understand that Bible is playing out every day before them. The people in Babylon said in the period of 30 days, no man should pray to any God. No man should consult any God. No man should give any petition to any God. Save the king. Hallelujah. Then the issue became, will Daniel yield? Will Daniel stop praying as his manner was? Am I communicating? For us, I don't know, it has become serious right now that in Western world, if you gather, it's prison. For Daniel, it was death. Praise God. You like reading the story of Daniel, but you forget that something got Daniel to where he got to. Something created that testimony you and I read today. Daniel made up his mind. Do you remember his friends, his three friends? When Nebuchadnezzar called them, say, I heard, but I trust you. I trust you. I know you guys are very faithful servants. I know you guys are good. So I want to give you another opportunity. I will play that music and I want you to bow. Praise God. I said, praise God. A king was speaking. And those young men responded. They did not say, oh king. They said, oh Nebuchadnezzar. Be it known unto you, we shall not bow. Hallelujah. If you bow before the King of Kings, you will not bow to men. That's the truth. You will not bow to men.
But many of you are bowing. And as long as you bow to that image, you do not serve the Lord. Do you hear me? You are not hearing me. I say you are not hearing me. It's a kingdom matter. It's a kingdom matter. Who are you bowing to? Maybe that should be the title of my message. Who are you bowing to? Who are you really bowing to? Who is your king? Oh, they said with their mouth they worship me, but their heart is far from me. Why is their heart? Because when it is time for them to make a decision, they will make a decision to bow to the other gods of theirs. That is why many will miss it and not see God. Because when a decision was called, you made the wrong choice. You chose to believe the report that you ought not to have believed. You chose to yield. Amen. I will tell you a story in the Bible. It was the days of Jeremiah. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. And God told Jeremiah that I have raised Nebuchadnezzar to be the king among all the kings of the earth. And all nations should submit to him. The Jews said, that can't happen. We are sons of Abraham. Hallelujah. Are you with me? And certain prophets rose up in the synagogue or temple that day and began to prophesy. And they began to tell people that God was going to break the yoke upon the neck of the yoke that Nebuchadnezzar was put upon the neck of the Jews. And people were saying amen. Even Jeremiah said, he said amen. Praise God. And as Jeremiah, as they finished the service, Jeremiah was walking out. And the Holy Ghost said, go back. Before they leave the temple, and God said, you have prophesied falsehood. You have made the people to believe a lie. Say, I will kill you. All those prophets, God killed them. And all the people that believed went into captivity. That was why when Daniel got to Babylon, he remembered the prophecy of Jeremiah. Look, it is time. Time will tell who is serving God and who did not serve God. Please don't be on the side of those who didn't serve God. Am I communicating to us? Those people chose to believe a lie because of national and racial prejudices. It matters not what is happening on earth. The important thing, have you made up your mind to yield to God's word? Jesus Christ, this is how you will show your love for me. Say, if you love me, obey. It's not cry. It's not sing. Praise God. We love to sing. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love. Have you sang that song and you began to weep? Have you sang that song and you are weeping? Oh, I love Jesus. Ah, but Pharaoh Jesus. Do you know that those things don't move Jesus? They don't move him one bit. Because it is he who obeys that demonstrates his love. So I'm asking you this morning, who will you obey? A call has gone forth. Heaven is summoning men to come. Because a battle is being declared. Or it has been declared the day Jesus died. For the day Jesus appeared on the scene, God drew the battle line. Just like Moses had to draw the battle line. When he came back from the mountain with the 10 stones and got into the camp and saw that everybody was naked. People were doing all kinds of crazy things in the camp. They were whining, they were dining, they were naked, they were just doing crazy things. And Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? That call is going out this morning. Who is on whose side? The Lord's side. So if you are on the Lord's side, fall here. Praise God. Now there are 12 tribes of Israel, right? Am I correct? 12 tribes of Israel? Only the tribe of Levi stepped out. That is 1 over 12. Is that, are they the majority? So when they stepped out, by virtue of democracy, who was correct? Abby? The remaining 11 were correct. I want to believe that Aaron abandoned the people he led astray. Be careful you follow. Amen. I feared God the day I read the story of Manasseh. Manasseh led Israel astray. The Bible said, nobody practice wickedness like Manasseh. Nobody practice wickedness like Manasseh. But do you know that the people who followed him in practice wickedness all perished? Manasseh, before he died, repented and God forgave him. You will see Manasseh in heaven. And the people he led astray are in hell. That's how dangerous God is. Praise God. You now say, Manasseh, you are the one that taught us to do it. But I repent. Why did you repent? Did they close your eyes to repent? I mean, they closed your mouth. I mean, you can't read the Torah. I repented. You did not repent. Those guys perished. So it is still the same today. On whose side will you stand? It's not all of us are doing it. More of my cousins, I was communicating with him on WhatsApp. And he was saying, when I get to hell, and I will see Bob Marley there, I said, stop that foolish talk. And that's where I'm still your brother and I'm still your spiritual father. So, don't go near. You can say something, but there are certain things you don't talk. If you have seen hell, nobody will beg you to be born again. Nobody, they won't beg you. I had a senior in Unilag where I preached to him. He was a Catholic. We will argue for money. We will argue. We were not getting anywhere. And we left the campus. 2 days after, because it was final year, so he had to stay back for his project. It was after we came back, the following session, we heard the story. That night, he had a dream. And in the dream, he said he just found himself large expanse of land and were people all over. He couldn't see the end. And he was like, what am I? Where am I? And then he just heard, let the judgment begin. Then he raised his eyes up and saw a throne. And a man was seated on the throne, whose face he could not see. But he saw a man standing beside the throne. It was one who was coordinating the judgment. He said, let judgment begin. And they began to open books. And men were being judged from the books. He's a Catholic. He doesn't read Bible. So I can say that he had an authentic encounter. And they were judging men from the books. So when they call your group, they will judge. Those who are worthy, God will pick. Those who are not worthy. See, you know how many of you have watched or used to read comic films? All those comics. Dazan, they would just, fuck, that's three. That's what they were used to scoop men into hell. Praise God. So when it came to their turn, I'm quoting his story. You can disagree with me theologically, that's your business. So they called the Catholic Church, all of them. And the man said, I am disappointed. Said, you worshipped. Now, when you talk to a Catholic, say, they don't worship Mary, they worship Jesus. No, they worship. You know what they call worship? Giving attention and value. When you give value to a person, you worship. Are you with me? When I just come and say, Pastor, your batter is bad. Let me help you clean it. What am I doing? I'm worshipping. Yeah, bro, Bola is coming and say, no, those guys used to play gong, gong. You are the only man. You are the good. What am I doing? Yeah, I want money, but I'm doing something with his head. I'm messing up with his mind. Hallelujah. Am I communicating? Once you start giving value, when you start giving time, you start giving attention, you are giving worship. He said, God used her to bring me to the world. And he now called the woman and said, come. And the woman came. And the woman said, I didn't send you. He said, I don't know you. What is your problem? He now said, well, there are some of you here worthy. And he said, the light came out from the throne and began to pick all of them. We're just picking them out. You just go beam there, pick the guy. Go there, pick there. So there are people in the Catholic Church that will go to heaven. Not everybody will go to hell. Well, after he had finished speaking, he just said, depart from me. That was the last he had. Said those angels just came, were scooping there. When it was all time came to scoop, and they scooped him, he walked on the other side of the world. He was sweating. He ran around the whole campus looking for a believer to pray for him. And there was none. Until evening.
He didn't give his soul rest until he found a classmate who was born again. And he said, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus. Do you have to go to hell before you know that Jesus? As I tell people, everybody in hell is a believer. Everybody. Once you die, honestly speaking, you will be a believer. Because the reality will turn on you. But that believing can't help you. Praise God. You don't have to get there. As I tell people, I don't bet. I do, and I don't. I'm not good at gambling. I thank God I didn't do MMM. I thank God. Two brothers were on me that day. They came, they were pressurizing. Pastor, do this MMM. This thing is going to work. And my faith began to shake. I was shaking. Should I do? Should I not do? Should I do? Should I not do? It was that week MMM crash. I said, Lord, I thank you. I've never been, if I just do it, it's just a low man budget. I'm not just blessed with that kind of thing. Praise God. So if you say, Pastor, let us bet. I don't bet. I lost over Akechi. So I won't bet with you. Praise God. And I ask, are you willing to take the risk and cross over to the other side and find out that everything the Bible said is true? Your soul is damned because there is no way back. Or you cross over and find out that, okay, I have given my life to Jesus, but it was not as bad as the Bible said. Honestly speaking, you have not lost. Praise God. Am I communicating? You have not lost. So don't play Ludo with your soul. You have only one. Please don't play Ludo with it. Nothing on earth can match your soul. Jesus Christ said, what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? At best, you will live 400 years. Let us assume God blesses you with the wealth that he blessed Solomon with. You know, a time came when the wealth of Solomon became a problem for him. Chemo. That he penned down those famous words. He said, vanity of vanities. None of us here will ever enjoy vanity like Solomon enjoyed. Hello? 1,000 women. If he takes them one after the other every day, come on, Lobiche. He will still go 3 years before the circle completes. Praise God. Every day. It came to a time he just said, Osun, I pray that sin will be Yoruba. Because no, Kosunyo. Sure, okay, it will be reported. You will be tired of it. You will just, like the dodo was, became an issue. After I stopped eating dodo, praise God. God will help us. The kingdom is calling men. The kingdom wants men. And God is deliberately going out picking men. Jesus did not pick those disciples by error. He deliberately went picking them. Now, look at 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 52. 1 Samuel 14, 52. It was said of Saul that there was Saul war against the Philistines all the days of Saul. And when Saul saw any strong man or any valiant man, he took him unto him. Hallelujah. All the days of Saul, all the days of the ages, the age the church is, there had been battles against the Philistines. We have been fighting darkness. We have been fighting them. Amen. Are you with me? And Jesus is looking for men who are valiant, that can be conscripted to help him prosecute these battles. Praise the Lord. Am I communicating? And after the days of Saul came the days of David. And David still conscripted men. You need to go and read the stories of the men of David. Listen, a generation is rising. Look, we are living in the generation of Saul, where men have been conscripted, yet those men are not prevailing against the Philistines. But in the days of David, men who were losers in the days of Saul will become champions of the faith. The same men that fought for David, that fought for Saul, were the men who came in the days of David, and those men did exploits.
Was it Baba Amos who was speaking? It was about David. He said David was not the most anointed. I think it was, I don't know which of them. He was not the most anointed. Okay, it was Reverend Agiri. David could use a sling, praise God. But David never continued using the sling. He grew to the time of was wielding the sword. Even among using sword, David was not the most proficient. There was a man who fought. The Bible says in one, is it Ballyfield or Whitfield? The Philistines surrounded him. The rest ran away. And the man took a sword and took down 300 Philistine elite soldiers. Elite soldiers. Not SAS. No, they were not SAS. They were not mobile. They were soldiers. They were elite soldiers. He took them down. By the time the battle was finished, the sword cleaved to his hands. Those were the men that served David. I'm asking for men and women who would be willing to risk their lives for this kingdom. Hallelujah. We've read about the Acts of the Apostles. There are still the Acts of the brethren to be written. The Acts of the church needs to be written. Otherwise, that book will not finish. That book is not the end of the chronicles of God here on earth. The chronicles of God will not be complete until you to pick up your own sword and enter the barley field or the wheat field and take on the Philistine soldiers. Will I not tell, will you remember the story of those two young men? They were married though. They had wives, they had children. And David just said, I wish someone can just go to the well or in Bethlehem and draw me water. Now there was, have you drank the water in Akumba? And the water in Akure? Is there any significant difference in the water? Is water not water? It's not that there was fridge in Bethlehem and there was... It just expressed the desire. And those men had. They did not need to hear the second time. And they took their weapons and descended to where those guys were. And fought their way. They fought their way to the well. And as they were drawing the water, they were fighting. And when they finished drawing the water, they fought back. They broke through the ranks again to go and give David the water. And when David saw, he said, this is blood water. I can't take it. Only God deserves this kind of commitment. I want to ask you. Some of you can watch season film from morning to tomorrow. But when it comes to reading Bible, you can't stay 5 minutes. And yet you are saying, I love God. You are a liar. You have not said one of the prophecies of the end times said men shall be lovers of self more than they love God. Though the love for God is just 5 minutes. The love of self is 12 hours seasonal theme. Praise the Lord. Or 12 hours with their friends. You know it is easy to stand with friends and talk. You know it's easy to talk with friends. Or discuss football. I don't know what you like. Praise God. Whatever it is you like, you find that you just have, it's just effortless. Praise God. You just flow. But let us pray in tongues. How many have tried praying in tongues for 20 minutes? You find that your tongue will become exhausted. You just exhaust your tongue. Then you start looking at it and your leg will start doing like this. Something is not right somewhere. And these are the things that we have to begin to speak to ourselves about and begin to make adjustments. Praise the Lord. Amen. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Hear what Paul has to say here. 2 Timothy 2. If I don't finish what I have here, it matters not. It says, no man, verse 4, no man that warreth entangled himself with the affairs of this life. Real soldiers do not entangle with civilian pursuits. You don't find real elite soldiers. It's only in Nigeria that you see generals that have pot bellies. It's only in Nigeria. You can't see any real soldier with a pot belly. It's not possible. I will not forget the day, in the days of Abacha, the general commanding, I think one of the one of the arms of the Russian military came to visit. And when he landed, you know, this ribbon, sir, it was from here to this place. General. My brother, Abacha, had about three. And I said they called themselves generals. Are you with me, church? Because our own general involved himself in civilian pursuits. That's why he cannot focus on what it takes to become a real general. The late Ojukwu said, he said, all these generals that have never had a shot fired in anger. Now you call yourself a general. Have you gone to war? The only real general left in Nigeria is still Obasanjo. He has gone to Congo. He will tell you his history. He went to South Tome. When those boys did coup, Obasanjo flew to South Tome to confront coup plotters. He went to confront them in South Tome. Obasanjo. And when he got there, he just went straight to the meeting. All the boys, soldiers were all there. And Obasanjo began to bang the table. Say, where were you when I was in Congo? Yeah, you were not yet born. Your mother was still running up and down. And began to realize his history as a soldier. And he said, you are planning coup. Who gave you permission to plan coup? Those boys are just looking at him. Don't find that. He put something in his mouth. Said, now, the guy they removed, yeah, come back and sit down. Get up there. The guy that did the coup, get up. Get up. Yeah, come back and sit down. We all love you. Yeah, retire all of them. Don't kill them. Don't retire. Right there, Obasanjo retired all of them. And he said, by here, claim that there's a coup again in South Tome, I am bringing the Nigerian army. That was the end of the coup. I was talking about general here. Am I communicating? They say, that's what say, it's a man that worried. Listen, we are warriors for this kingdom. You are not supposed to be distracted by civilian pursuits, things that have no, that has no bearing on our eternal purpose. Hallelujah. Now, am I saying that you should come into full-time? No, you can be a full-time pastor and still be entangled in civilian pursuits. Civilian pursuits are your... Pastor, what do they call a civilian? Why do they call people bloody civilian? They're both are bloody. Because a civilian is undisciplined. He can't focus. He's just a civilian. Praise God. My brother was in NDA. And he said what they took them through. He was just sharing a little about that thing. He said, in the morning around 2 a.m., they wake them up. Kaduna Amatan is a bloody Amatan. Very, very bloody. They will sit them down to their pants and be spraying them with water. And you'll be doing exercises. He said, I got to a time. He said, what brought me here, Lord? Why did I come? I just said, Jeje, my parents did not send me out of my house. Praise God. But you see, the shame of coming back home and return to the life of a civilian was what kept him there. He said there was a mate of theirs. They were doing this something. As he went down and came up, he took off. Like play. He scaled the walls of NDA. If you see that wall. Except adrenaline is pumping through your body. You can't scale it. He scaled it too. And ran with only pants inside the night. Amen. He couldn't stand it. His friend, the present chief of air staff, told me that when they came out of NDA, said he would just be walking, be saying, left, right. He said, that was all on his mind. Praise God. His mind has been consumed. See, they were eager for war. That's why they were beating civilians, because they need to put that into practice. But the civilian has no such thought. Okay, you are still young. But nobody can call me and come and do soldier. Because I remember my children. I remember so many things. I've been attached with civilian things. Praise the Lord. That's why the best soldiers are people that are around 18. They have no commitment. They have no understanding of anything. They are very, very idealistic. Praise God. He that warreth, entangleth not himself with the affairs of this life, that he may do what? please him. Listen, we have only one man to please. And I'm not the person. Am I communicating? I'm not the person. Because finally and ultimately, we will give account to him. And I don't think it will make sense for you to stand before him on that day. Because that day is coming, whether you like it or not. And you put your hands behind your back and you start stammering. You become a stammerer. To not make sense. Because that stammering will not be done in secret. It will be done before the whole world. You will gather the whole world together and ask you, bros, what did you do with the grace I gave you? It was pastor that did not give me grace. He did not allow me to show forth the glory that God has put inside of me. They won't listen, no. Praise God. It is him we must please. And that must be your overriding principle in life. Let me bring my thoughts to a close. Praise God. Matthew 6, verse 4-6. I'm closing up now. We'll be going into the ordination service, and then we'll be having a communion service. Hallelujah. Jesus had this to say, and I want to speak to us briefly about the secret place, because Reverend Agri was speaking to us yesterday about those things that bring power. Said that thy hands may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. Verse 5. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their worth, their reward. Verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou art shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and the Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. Please, let me say this. The thought crossed my mind. Please, when you are giving offering, don't squeeze the offering. Because many of us took offering instruction from here that I don't want my neighbor to see. Man of God, come here. Come and sit here. Please put your hands together for Dr. Omokoro. Put your hands together. Appreciate the man of God. He has paid the price. That's why I want you to appreciate him. Man of God, you are welcome. When Akure was without, we paid the price. So honor such when you see them. Praise God. You are welcome. Amen. So where was I? Offering. He said, he didn't say give your offering in secret. You bring money and you squeeze it because I don't want my hand to see what my left is doing. If you see Akati, you will not squeeze money and give him more. Abby? So don't do that with God. Praise God. It has to do with prayer. Now, I've preached about the promises of God. Yes, it's okay for you to read the promises. Even you see, listen to me. In the place of meditation, you come across the promise, you think and pray about it, and the Bible says, your Father who saw you in secret, he will come and do what? Reward you openly. It is not you coming to the open and expect God to back you up, because you have not settled matters in the secret. There is a principle of the secret place. That was Reverend Green was saying. Take your time to pray. Take your time to study. Take your time to know the Lord. When it is time for your manifestation, God will back you up. But you have not spent time in the secret place and you think God has any obligation to back you up. Even though it is written, nah, it will not happen. Are you with me, church? You must spend your time in the secret and talk to God. All the concerns and the fears. Lord, if I lay hands, will you be there? I need your guarantee. Will you back me up? Of course, he will tell you back up. Once you have that assurance, now go. You will now say, that's not the time to now pray. I said, Jesus, I want to now pray. That is not the time. Manifestation is not the time you start asking God. Am I communicating? Jesus stood before the tomb of Lazarus. He didn't say, Jesus, God, I've been saying it this time. Don't disgrace me. Hear my prayer. No, he didn't say so. He just said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. Praise the Lord. Because that matter has been settled in the secret. Those days he was waiting and he was staying behind. He was settling matters with God. Elijah stood before the king. You remember Ahab? He said, I am speaking to you before God whom I stand. It is a, he had concluded, look, there was a promise in the book of Deuteronomy that if Israel should sin, he said, I will close the heavens. That was God's promise to them. Are you with me? So Elijah just did not come out and started speaking that there shall be no rain. No, he had gone to the secret place to obtain permission from God to shut the heavens, to implement that promise. I don't know whether you are with me. And when he got there, God did not disappoint him. Did you hear me? God didn't disappoint him. You must learn the secret of the secret place. That's what I'm trying to say. Have you watched this film, War Room? You have to learn it. We have to learn it. We have to return there. You call it quiet time, but it goes beyond quiet time. Convert your quiet time to seasons of power. Lord, I want power. Lord, I want demonstration. Begin to make specific requests from today on. Hallelujah. And you will be shocked that when you step out, God will back you up. Amen. Praise the Lord. As I bring this to final close, this is the final. Praise God. Romans 6:13. You have yielded your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. You have done that. In the time past, you have done that. But God is now demanding. It's a demand. It's a demand. Everybody says it's a demand. It's a demand. What's the demand? He said, but yield yourselves unto who? It's time to yield. There's a yielding that is involved. It's, you are the only one that can do it. I can't help you. I can only speak to you. I can only encourage you. But you must do the yielding. If we must implement the mandate of the kingdom, if we are going to show forth the power of the kingdom, then there must be a yielding. I want us to bow our heads to pray and talk to the Lord. You may not know what it means to yield. Why not ask God, Lord, explain this yielding thing to me. I've not had the time to preach it, but I'm trusting him to expatiate on it. There are places and aspects of your life that you have not yielded. You have only given them to as instruments of unrighteousness. Unrighteousness doesn't necessarily mean that you're a fornicator or you are... No, not... You may just be wasting your life. You're wasting time. You're wasting so many things. I'm wasting resources. You're wasting divine resources God has given to you. You're yielding your members as instruments of unrighteousness. It's not producing anything tangible in the economy of heaven. Lord, I want to yield myself and my members as instruments of righteousness. I want to stop yielding myself as instruments of unrighteousness. Father, I thank you. Is anyone in this place who've never given your life to Jesus? This is an opportunity for you to give your life to Jesus. You have not been committed. Maybe you've been committed once and you went back. And now the Holy Spirit is telling you, return. I want to raise your hand. I want to pray with you. God restores. God helps. Anyone? Father, we thank you. Lord, I commit your people into your hands. I pray, Lord, they will not forget this message. And that, Lord, through this message, you will recalibrate their lives. That they will become instruments of righteousness. Instruments that will bring glory to your name. Instruments that with the kingdom can make progress on earth. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, our Father. In Jesus' name we prayed. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
We believe you've enjoyed this message from the Fountain of the Spirit. You can get more of our messages and make more inquiries about the ministry by calling the numbers 080-372-60299 or 080-395-48289. You can also be a part of one of our many spirit-filled meetings. School of Diocese every Tuesday 6 p.m. Governmental prayers every Thursday 6 p.m. Sunday meetings 9 a.m. Grace be with you.